7 o'clock. Welcome, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all. We'll go on to item number two, citizen comments. I'll say it one more time, citizen comments. Citizen comments, hearing none. Chair, supervisory comments. Any of you have any comments this evening?
Well.
Supervisor Noble?
Maybe Al would just, I was questioning Al before the meeting about this insurance fund thing. Maybe brief the committee about that a little bit.
Well, the governor's project proposes eliminating the property insurance, fund, which we are participating in. We pay just under $200,000 for annual premium for property insurance on our buildings and vehicles. The fund is underfunded currently. We had a surplus of about 5 or 7 years ago, about $40 million. It's probably $1 million or $2 million in the hole. They're proposing getting rid of that. What I've heard recently is that if they were to reinstate that, we would probably see or give us the ability to buy back through the property insurance fund. Our premium would probably go up 100 to 200%. There is a group that's working together, WCA, with WIMIC, with our property, our liability insurance company, CIVMIC, the cities and the League of Municipalities are working together and trying to put together a group. If that group can get together to provide property insurance, we'll probably see a 20 to 30% increase in our property insurance premiums, and we'll probably see larger deductibles. Right now, the property insurance fund is a great place for property insurance. When we have a sheriff's vehicle or any damage, we have a $500 deductible. I think most of you remember when we've had different incidences. It's a long time ago, but the one that comes to mind is when the building burnt down at Pets on the 15th hole, and we built that. We built that with property insurance fund. We've used it extensively. It's been a great program, but right now it's underfunded. So even if it does, you know, live to see another day at the state level, our premiums would probably increase, at least double, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. Well, it's just something that I think the Finance Committee should keep an eye on, whatever the strategy is there. I was surprised that we didn't have a motion coming forward to against that, eliminating that, but now I understand because it's so underfunded, so you're on the fence as for.
And if you don't.
All right. Is that it, Supervisor? Supervisor Esposito.
Yeah, how long have we been in this fund? I mean, were we self-insured at one time?
We were self-insured for liability insurance, but we've been in the property, state property insurance fund for as long as I remember, as long as I've been here.
So this isn't something that we've went back and forth through?
No.
Be kind of uncharted territory for us?
And I don't know if it's the intent of the state to make everybody go out to the private market for property insurance. If this group doesn't get together, we'll probably see an increase. So either way, I think we're going to see an increase, a substantial increase in our property insurance costs. Like I said, I guess the other part of it is we're only paying $175,000 to $200,000 property insurance premiums now. Yeah, doubling is expensive, but it's not a $2 million loss. But we're going to see an increase, and it's a reflect in the department's budget. Even if the premium doesn't go up substantially, I am sure that the deductibles will go up substantially.
All right. Thank you.
I mean, you probably saw Polakoff had an article all about it, and
I seen that.
As he was opposed to it being eliminated.
All the municipalities in the county are in that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it affects us at all levels.
Right.
That answers my question, thank you.
Okay, anybody else? All right, we'll move on to communications. I currently have none at this point that I'd like to offer. Supervisor Hallman, do you have anything to add for communications at all? Other? Halverman?
No.
Okay, so we'll move on to the approval of the June 10th, 2014 minutes. Is there a motion?
So move.
It's Been moved by Supervisor Rose, seconded by Supervisor Vice Chair Bruning. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, approval of minutes is complete. We'll move on to the resolution at hand this evening. Resolution number 99, opposing the countywide assessment initiative. Anybody want to comment first, or you want to go ahead and talk, Supervisor Rose?
Well, I propose this because I think this will be a significant funding, $1 million issue for us, might even be more, but that is the estimate that was given by the finance director and budget director here. It's something that certainly could go up. We tried countywide assessing, but when they eliminated the funding, we eliminated the countywide assessing. I don't see why we want to embrace that back.
Right.
I completely agree with that. The state's been talking about doing this for a couple of years now, and it's just going to be a bad thing for us.
Anybody else?
What's your thoughts on this? I mean, is this something that 80% going to go through, 50-50? You don't know. Can you have any thoughts on that? Or my understanding that if it goes back, I mean, there's going to be a lot of lost jobs. There's going to be it's extremely cumbersome. You know, they could do the whole countywide assessing thing. You know, all these little places that have their own, that's doing their own thing, these people are going to lose their jobs because it's going to come to one big area. And my understanding is when it was done before, it was pretty chaotic, you know what I mean, as far as that goes.
Yeah, I don't know about the city, but Salem is reassessed every 2 years.
By an appraisal company? Or by someone?
Yeah, someone locally there that does that, right?
Yeah.
It's all out of Pleasant Prairie.
Yeah.
Out in the county.
But I would assume they would lose that right then. Pleasant Prairie, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be gone.
And they would lose. In fact, they did lose some jobs in Pleasant Prairie because assessing isn't what it used to be either.
Sure.
No, I mean, it's not as big a business. There's no building going on as far as housing.
Yeah.
You know, so it was huge. And as Terry said, we were the last bandit standing. We were the last county, and the state stuck with it for a while, and then that was it. We were the only ones they funded for years. Everybody else got out of it. It was just Kenosha County.
Is there anybody?
Supervisor Noble.
Is there any county doing it now? Anybody know?
I think one of the objects of the state budget is to rid the state is trying to shed off responsibilities. Countywide assessing, I saw where shed off the idea of funding of parks and snow trails, et cetera, and maybe that'll have some spillover effect here as we have some shared funding. But as I read that one article in the newspaper, they were going to start out with grants, but eventually privately funded. Well, people don't privately fund public parks and snow trails. That does not happen. I'm sure if you look at other things, the property tax thing, shedding it off. I think that's the goal, is to shed off all of these. And if you want to do those, you being county or city, that's up to you.
It's your responsibility.
Yeah, then it's up to you. You don't have to do it. This, of course, is a mandate. But I suppose some of these other things, property insurance becomes your problem. You want to self-insure. You don't want to worry about it. You don't worry about it. Same with the parks. If you don't want to fund it, then you don't have a park, or everything becomes natural.
Well, the article you're talking about is the bond. That's
yeah.
The close one up.
Yeah.
Where they bring in 450 some thousand, but it costs close to 700,000, and all their volunteers will be gone because they're going to unfund the naturalist program. And that's who runs all the volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's and the same with the stewardship grants that they want to, the stewardship grants they want to do away with for 20 years. And that's how we purchased the Katy Park, the adjacent land, and numerous things, because we have been very good at writing for those grants.
Yeah.
So yes, this budget in the language that they use in the last two budgets, it's not deceiving to someone that knows what they're trying to do, but it's vicious against any of the park systems, any of those things. And now this, people don't know. This is an unknown what's going to happen with the assessing.
Yeah.
Any other comments on this resolution before us tonight? Do you have someone?
I move to approve.
I'll second it.
It's been moved by Vice Chair Bruning to approve. It's been seconded by Supervisor Hallman. All those in favor of resolution number 99, vote aye.
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 All those opposed? Passes unanimously. Any other business? Currently, at this point, I don't have any.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved by Supervisor Rose to adjourn, seconded by Supervisor Esposito. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Linda, for coming in.
Yeah, slide the pen down. Mine are all upstairs.
I know mine too.
Yeah, I'm all upstairs.
Yeah, I don't charge that much.
I'll get it back.
That's fine. Oh my God!
Thank you. You need a pen?
Yeah. I need one too.
So does Dennis.
So does Kim.
Yeah.
And Dennis. That had been the snow trail grant that John comes in with.